This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Lee. It's time for Tech Talk. Enemies wants partners today. Apple and IBM announced last year that they've partnered up together to create enterprise-based solutions for Apple's iOS services. What are some of these solutions that have been created? And today I'm speaking to Kittipong Asaiwa Pichayon from IBM ASEAN about that partnership. It's very interesting because, you know, when it was first announced, it's like, whoa, this has happened. And I guess we have to start from the beginning and, you know, how this actually happened.
Thank you, Frida. Okay, I'm very excited to share with you today that this partnership actually started 6 months ago, July 15, where the two CEOs sitting together and announced this partnership. Basically, what we are trying to do is to unlock the potential of mobility within the enterprise. I would need to use the term that they use, transforming the enterprise. That's right. What we are trying to do. Okay. So basically, we are team up to do four things. The first one, we develop application for enterprise, trying to increase productivity for the employee. Second is on the tools that we provide for the people who want to develop application for iOS and integrate it with backend and also managing the security and also the support. That is called Mobile First for iOS. The third one is on the device. IBM could enter into this business where we resell iPad, iPhone, to our enterprise client.
Right.
And the fourth one is on the after-sales support. It's called Apple Care for Enterprise, where IBM would go on-site, provide the service to our enterprise client who are using the Apple device.
Right.
So these are the partnership. And today I'm here to share with you that we have already launched first 10 applications on iOS.
And you were showing a demo of some of them earlier on. Now, what kind of industries, you know, are you targeting here with this partnership?
Yep. We actually focusing on the key industry, which IBM actually have been working on throughout the year. First one, banking. Right. Insurance is the second one. Telecom industry, the third one. The fourth one is airline industry.
Right.
The fifth one is retail. And the sixth is government. So these are the first group of industry that we are launching the application.
Okay.
But that's not all, because we eventually will cover 12 industry.
Okay.
But this is only for the first wave.
Right.
Eventually, we target to roll out hundreds application.
Okay, and we've got 10 at the moment.
Yes, this is the first 10 that has been rolled out.
Okay.
And it's now available for Malaysia as well.
Right. With these 100 applications, do we have a timeline when they will be available? Is it all going to be 2015, do you think, or...?
I think the timeline, we would launch a lot of them in this year, but I do not have the exact timing when this is coming out.
Okay.
Yep. But I think it's going to be very soon.
Okay, so with these 10 applications, right, it was, what are these apps? You've talked about these different industries. What has been announced, these 10?
Okay. Let me use one example. This application is mainly for the enterprise employee, because we believe that within the enterprise, there are a lot of things that we can drive using mobile to increase their productivity. So IBM basically looking at the three key things that we're trying to address. The first one is industry pain point.
Mm.
We talk to many clients and we ensure that these are things which several clients within that particular industry is looking for the solution. Second one is that we try to help bringing the analytic to help the employee of the enterprise making the quick decision on the spot where they're engaging with their client. And the third one is not to port the application from somewhere else over to mobile. This is something we create on mobile first. Right.
Okay.
So this is branding, which we call IBM Mobile First. You'll keep hearing this
all
the time.
Yep. Okay, that's your key message, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so for example, when you talk about understanding the industry pinpoint, I know you were showing me a little earlier on a bit about something that's useful for the telco, for tech support.
Right.
How does that work, for example?
Ah, okay. For that particular application itself, we basically looking at the people who provide service to their client. So on the day-to-day basis, they need to go out and they look at the list of people that they need to service.
Mm.
What we provide is that they would need to know the background, because if you are talking about the field service people, turnover is quite high, right?
Yeah.
So if you have the new person coming on board, this person will need to understand what is the background of the client, which one is the unhappy client.
Mm.
So they have to be careful in handling those clients and not asking all the
same
old
questions
again and again, right? And then we also equip them with the sufficient tools that they can go on site.
Mm.
So meaning that every day when they have the work order, they will know right away what is required for that day.
Right.
So you not have the situation where they go on site and they could not have or could not find the equipment to provide the support. And what is good is that we also help them with the knowledge, meaning that if they are a new person, they can look at the tools within the iPad itself, which will help them solve the solution, solve the problem quicker. And they can even link with the expert within the organization trying to solve it. And at the end, we can track how long does it take for them to provide the service.
Okay.
And the client can sign off if they accept the work or not. So the whole process could be done on the iPad without the paper that they have to go back and then fill in the form and then send back to the company to rekey.
All right.
So we hope that this will increase client satisfaction, employee productivity, and eventually the good business for the enterprise.
Now, is this something that even IBM within is using, I can imagine, with the services team?
Yep, the services team obviously can use this solution to provide a better service to our client.
Right. Yep. And another one I saw was for the airline industry.
Yep.
Yeah, how does that work?
We actually have the application for pilot and also for the flight crew.
Right.
Okay, let me touch on the flight crew, which is easier for us to follow. Basically, on the flight, sometimes you have the experience where the flight is delayed. Now, instead of letting the client or the passenger on the flight very nervous that they'll miss their connection on the long haul, right? What we can do is that the flight crew will know right away that which passenger is impacted. So the flight crew can talk to the client and telling them that, okay, you are going to miss your flight, but then we have a few alternatives for you. And then we can book the new flight for you, even we are flying on the plane.
This is for crew?
For the crew member.
Right, okay.
To provide better service to the passenger. And they will know also who are the VIP client on the plane, right? So even though you miss the flight, but you still have the solution for the client that we prepare everything for you. So once you landed at the destination airport, usually you have to run.
Yeah.
But this one is actually better than that, and the customer actually feel more comfortable. And everything will be sent to the mobile device for the customer. So you know all the detail, and then it can handle all the luggage and everything for the passenger, even you're flying on the plane.
All right. You know, so are these apps all available in Malaysia as well?
Obviously, yes.
Right.
We can provide all these apps in Malaysia.
Right.
Yep.
Is it globally available?
Yes.
It's also globally available.
Yes.
So whatever is launched will be ready to go in whatever country, you know, it be.
Yes. We actually have done the global launch in December.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. I'm here with Kitipong Asawa Pichayon from IBM ASEAN talking about the Apple-IBM partnership. More after this, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It's Tech Talk. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Kitipong Asawa Pichayon from IBM ASEAN. We're talking about the Apple and IBM partnership, some of the apps that are available for consumers already. Now, one of the things as well is the worry for most organizations are moving to mobile solutions are information getting leaked out or out of their control zone. Now, how has this partnership changed that perception?
Okay, I think this is one of the top priority for all the large enterprise. And IBM, over the year, we have been dealing with the large client like banks, telco, government. And we know that this is their priority that we need to address. So we do have the end-to-end solution when it comes to security. And our partner, Apple, is actually known for their secure environment also on their device. So I would say together, we could address this concern for the client.
Right. I guess for Apple, them trying to get into the enterprise space has never been their forte.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
And this is the whole purpose of this partnership, which they work with IBM so that they can bring more impact to the enterprise.
So how is this partnership benefiting IBM then?
Ah, okay. We actually would believe that with this, we have the end-to-end offering from application down to the device itself. Because our Apple device would provide the end device access for their employee, for the enterprise employee to access into the system that they have. So IBM would have an end-to-end solution from device to application to software development tools. And for Apple, it's the access into the enterprise market,
right?
Which we believe this whole partnership is also a good win for the end user.
Right. When you've got these apps, right, into wherever you're sold, is there any need for customization to suit the local needs? Is there further customization that needs to be done?
Yes, we basically will use this application, and then we will look at the back-end system of the enterprise. It's not standalone application. The value of it is to link with the back-end system, where they can retrieve all the information, the client information, the product information, to provide a better service. So that is something that we need to develop uniquely for each client to integrate with their back-end environment. And also look at their security environment.
Okay. Yep. How is this partnership with Apple? I mean, how do you identify some of the challenges that businesses face today and come up with the apps and solutions? You know, how do you actually work towards coming up with these solutions?
Okay. As I mentioned, we're actually addressing the many industry, and we work with our client, trying to understand from them what is their challenge, what are the key things that they are trying to address. And we are focusing on that. And we believe that, with mobile, we could bring the better productivity to the enterprise to address all those pain points that they are facing. So we talk to so many clients. And for all the application that come out, it's actually based on some foundation client requirement.
Okay.
And we are not developing it uniquely just for that particular client. We believe that it will be replicatable for other clients as well.
Okay, so now you just wanted to go very interesting. So you've got for the airline, and what other, you know, from the 10, what are some of the other ones that you can talk about?
Okay, I have mentioned about the telco, right, which actually can be used for the cross industry.
Right.
Yeah, and then I also have the airline solution. The other one which we can look at is banking, where the relationship manager in the banks could provide a better advice to their key client, be it the wealth management solution for their high net worth client or for the small business, where they can provide the advice for the small business, provide them the right funding at the right time, so that this business is actually can run healthy and then continue to be their client.
Okay, so if you're talking about high net worth client, there's this app here. Aren't there current solutions which already manages these sort of things? I mean, you know, why would it be an advantage because it's on an iPad or an Apple device?
I think this is something which simplifies the whole process of getting access to the a lot of data which they already have in the enterprise,
right.
Now getting everything down to the fingertip of the end user.
Right.
Instead of trying to run around and looking for the data, all the data is already in their enterprise, except that it will take time for them to pull it out.
Right.
Yep.
So you're currently in Malaysia to make this announcement to launch these potential customers?
Yes. Yes, I'm here to launch and introduce this to the potential client here.
Yep. So you can't talk about any upcoming apps at the moment?
We can share that there are six other industry which we will roll out the application. But in terms of the detail, watch out for the upcoming announcement.
Watch this space.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Thanks for sharing. It'll be interesting to see what else is up their sleeves. I've been speaking to Kitty Pong Asawa Pichayan from IBM ASEAN, talking about the Apple-IBM partnership. Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.